Tomorrow is Developmental Language Disorder Awareness Day. And probably you haven't heard about Developmental Language Disorder, or DLD, but it's a condition affecting 1 in 14 Australian children. DLD causes difficulties understanding and using language for unknown reasons, but it doesn't affect any cognitive skills in children or young Australians. Fortunately, there are treatments and therapies available so people with the condition can have a normal life. I started asking Head of Allied Health Services at Language Disordered Australia, Lisa Quinn, the aim of DLD Awareness Day.
On Friday the 14th, we'll be celebrating Developmental Language Disorder Awareness Day, which is in recognition of the 1 in 14 children that experience difficulties with language development. So we're going to be celebrating that. This is the sixth year of celebrating Developmental Language Disorder Day, and it's a really key time to raise awareness. We're doing a lot of light-up events globally. So I think there'll be about 85 landmarks lit up across the world, with significant landmarks lit up across Australia.
For our listeners who are unfamiliar, what is developmental language disorder and how common is it in Australia?
So developmental language disorder, or DLD, is a hidden but common disorder that affects roughly about 1 in 14 children. So it's significantly more common than disorders like autism. So children with DLD may look like their peers because DLD is not an issue of intelligence or cognitive skills. But DLD is diagnosed when children have difficulties with their language. They're struggling with their learning and not learning language at the same rate as their peers for no apparent reasons. DLD doesn't discriminate, so it can be found globally across cultures, language and different socioeconomic backgrounds. And although we don't know the exact cause yet, DLD may be related to genetics.
Now, what are some of the challenges children face with this condition, and what are some of the therapies or treatments available to deal with the condition?
Because DLD affects the development of language, this may include difficulties with the young person's understanding of words, their ability to understand and follow instructions. It may impact their ability to form grammatical sentences or to organise their thoughts and ideas or stories. DLD can also cause difficulties with literacy, such as reading, because ultimately reading and writing involve language. Unfortunately, DLD can impact young people's academic success because, you know, intrinsically the instruction that's provided in school is heavily involved language. Although DLD does primarily affect language, we also see a number of children experiencing difficulties across a number of domains. So this can include areas such as social and emotional difficulties. And ultimately, this is because fundamentally everything involves language, including that sort of ability to connect with peers and young people's ability to share and manage emotions. So research tells us that it can be a significant lifelong disability, but the good news is that with early and robust intervention, children and young people with DLD can succeed. And really that intervention looks like support from speech pathologists, occupational therapists, psychologists.
Now, what other work is Language Disordered Australia doing to help children and young people with this condition?
Language Disordered Australia is very proud of to be the only school in the Southern Hemisphere that supports children with a language disorder. So we have a Prep 2 Grade 12 school based in Leafy Fig Tree Pocket, Brisbane. And so that provides sort of allied health and educational support to young people with a language disorder. We also have a school outreach team that provides that sort of allied health support to children with developmental language disorder in mainstream schools.
So you were mentioning earlier that it's basically a communication language and everything, you know, reading and writing involves language. What other tasks or initiatives would you like to see from schools or government levels or the community themselves to raise awareness about DLD?
I think that's a key role, is increasing the advocacy so that these children and young people have greater awareness, so the wider community has greater awareness of their difficulties. With that sort of high rates of 1 in 14, it's likely, you know, that sort of is two children in every classroom. So certainly sort of raising that awareness and understanding the difficulties that these young people face is a key role for the sort of wider community. I think when it comes to it from a government perspective, obviously that intervention and support in the early years, as well as in the sort of school by that comprehensive allied health team is a real ongoing need. And I think certainly we're seeing emergent progress with regarding recognition of DLD with regards to the NDIS, but that's certainly an area where we sort of need that recognition to grow.
And where can we get more information about Development and Language Disorder Awareness Day?
So go to our website, and so that's www.languagedisorder.org.au.
That was Head of Allied Health Services at Language Disorder Australia, Lisa Queen.